It's time to get answers to all of your real estate questions. Talk 1260 KTRC presents All Things Real Estate, New Mexico's foremost live, listener-interactive real estate radio show. The phone lines are open, so call us at 505-473-5722 or email us your questions at rpost@sfrp.com. Now, here's your host, Ray Post.
Greetings to everyone in Santa Fe and beyond. I welcome you to a special remote broadcast of All Things Real Estate, coming to you from Lincoln Square, located at 142 Lincoln Avenue in downtown Santa Fe. This is Steve Reiman of Fidelity National Title. I'm guest hosting the show today for Ray Post of Santa Fe Realty Partners. Ray is out of town spending some time with his family, and we bid him good fortune and well-being in New York, where he's visiting. I hope you'll join us today at this fabulous residential and commercial lofts building, which is newly built by Pinson Brothers Construction, located right off the plaza, just one block north of the plaza, and is one of 16 entrants in this year's 2010 Home Builders Parade of Homes Tour. In a few minutes, I'll be interviewing several special guests who will speak to the amenities of the Lincoln Square building, so come on down to 142 Lincoln Avenue. Join us for this remote broadcast of the show and tour this magnificent building. Before we get going with the show, I invite you to go to the Santa Fe Realty Partners website and check out all the businesses who are partners of All Things Real Estate and offer an array of very useful services and products. Simply go to www.sfrp.com, click on the radio tower icon, and that will tell you or take you to a list of these stellar New Mexico companies. I also invite you to join Ray Post next Sunday at the grand prize winning property of the Home Builders Parade of Homes competition. Watch for news about the Home Builders selected property and join Ray Post next Sunday at noon for this special remote broadcast. I also want to mention that Chalmers Ford Lincoln Mercury has been a major sponsor of the Home Builders Parade of Homes this year, supplying a variety of vehicles at each of the tour properties. We appreciate their strong support. As always, we have a lot going on today, and with Gino Thompson, our producer, back at the 1260 KTRC studio, and our very skilled technician, Colin McAdams, here with us at 142 Lincoln Avenue, I want to start things off by getting some state-of-the-market comments from Andrew Hoffman, advisor to All Things Real Estate. Hi, Andrew. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Steve.
What thoughts do you have for listeners today?
Since we're sitting in this beautiful condo, I thought that it would be appropriate to talk about the way that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac looks at condominiums. It's changed. Condos have fallen out of favor with Fannie and Freddie because they are so dependent upon the Homeowners Association for their fiscal well-being. The Homeowners Association maintains the grounds, pays the insurance, and takes care of the condominium to the middle of the wall from the outside in. In Santa Fe, we don't have such problems, but in Florida, Arizona, California, there are condo complexes that are struggling because large number of tenants are of the units are empty due to foreclosure or short sale. Recognizing this, in the conforming world, condos are required to be at least 60% owner-occupied. No one person owns more than 10%, and the Homeowners Association is turned over to the homeowners, and they can exhibit a strong financial health. As Fred, on top of that, Fannie and Freddie have added to the rate of financing condominiums. It's called a loan level price adjustment, and they add on because they recognize that there's more risk. When purchasing a condo, you need to make sure in advance that the condo is approved or at least meets condominium guidelines. There are a number of projects in Santa Fe that are not approved, either because of the Homeowners Association or the ownership concentration. But there are a lot of very, very incredible condominium deals here now. And I think it's one of the things that a home buyer should look at and perhaps think about when they're looking at their options, especially as a second home.
And isn't it true, Andrew, that while there may be some small hurdles to getting the project qualified or the homeowner qualified, we're talking about homes that literally the homeowner can go away for months at a time, the property is maintained, and they know that their property is being well secured and well maintained.
It's a perfect thing. It's a perfect vehicle for a second home. You're absolutely right. And the prices are low, and the rates are incredible.
Great. Well, thank you, Andrew. Andrew Hoffman, advisor to all things real estate, good friend and very formidable lender here in town, doing a great job with a lot of people. And thank you, Andrew, for your comments. Moving along, we're going to take time to introduce our two main speakers for today, and glad to see them both. We're talking to Darlene Street, one of the principals and brokers at Santa Fe Realty Partners. And to her left is Paul Duran, also an associate broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good. This has just been a wonderful project for you all, hasn't it?
It really has, actually. It's a pretty unique property in downtown Santa Fe. We can say there's really nothing like this in Santa Fe. And we're very excited to be representing it and selling these units.
Yeah, I like to think of it as Santa Fe's first high-rise luxury condominium project.
It really is. This is in an extraordinary location.
Right.
I mean, we're a block from the plaza. We're across the street from City Hall. We're and right in the midst of Marcy Street, which is a real popular, real busy shopping little spree here in town. You've got to feel that the consumers looking at these properties are looking to land right in the middle, in the heart of fabulous Santa Fe.
Yeah, Lincoln Street has actually become a pretty vibrant part of the downtown area in the last couple of years. So I think that the project came on the market just at the right time, and we're getting a lot of good response.
And if people want to come down and see us, the entrance is actually on Marcy across from City Hall, right across from City Hall on Marcy Street. See the Parade of Homes signs.
And the doors are open. Yeah. The elevator's working to Greek
come clients. Up to the fourth floor. There's an elevator. You can walk up the stairs to the fourth floor. There's beautiful views up here, great sunsets, western views. You can see City Hall, Cross of the Martyrs. It's very beautiful.
Yeah, I can remember when this project was first planned, and so many projects in Santa Fe gauge themselves by how many blocks from the plaza or 8 minutes away from the plaza. And literally, we're right on top of the plaza.
We're on the plaza. Right?
Yeah. What a privilege for the homeowners that want to find themselves a home or a second home here and be able to enjoy it. For those of you listening, we're talking about the luxury properties right here at Lincoln Square. I want to take a moment just to give our listeners the website for the condominium project. It is
SantaFeLincolnSquare.com.
No, I have LincolnSquareSantaFe.com. Sorry.
Okay.
LincolnSquareSantaFe.com. The S at the end of Lincoln, thought I was talking about two different Lincolns, Abraham and his father, I guess.
SantaFeLincolnSquare.com. I think that might be a bit of a typo, but
okay.
Anyway.
Search for Lincoln Square. You can Google Lincoln Square and Santa Fe, and I'm sure you'll find the appropriate website to be able to admire these properties online. But please be sure to come out and visit today. We're excited about being part of the Hacienda's home tour. There are literally thousands of people touring Santa Fe today in the new homes that are available for consumers here. And so this is the premier property, if you ask me, on the square. When did this project actually sort of take off or get its beginning there, Paul?
Well, it's been in the works for the last 3 years under the current ownership. It was built in 1980 by Roger Bybee, and I don't think he ever conceived that it would ultimately turn into a luxury condominium project. It was offices for the last 30 years, and I don't think that he ever thought it would be anything like what it is today, but the current owner has been working on this project for the last 3 years.
And the project does include both residential condominiums and that first floor commercial space, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And it's really was sort of at a standstill for a little while. And the principal owner came back in, recapitalized the project, and in the past 6 or 8 months, all of this has happened. We have 2 finished units, a commercial loft, and the residence. And it's really taken life and taken shape with, you know, the repositioning it in the market and the new, the involvement from the principal owner, that named Chris Smith, actually couldn't be here today.
Good. Well, congratulations, Chris, wherever you are, and I'm sure you're listening to our show today, but congratulations on reinvesting yourself in the project and making it turn out to be the project that you and Santa Fe really wanted it to be. And folks, if you haven't stopped by 142 Lincoln Street, please come down today. We have many people touring the properties and admiring the properties and the finishes, and this is a marvelous project right across from City Hall. We're pleased to be coming for you to you from KTRC Radio, 1260 AM, and coming to you from live from the luxury Lincoln Square properties.
And there, I should say that we have the one unit finished, but the others could be finished however someone would like to have it done.
So at any point in time that any one of the folks that's venturing through the properties wants to open up their checkbook, you can provide them very quickly a completed unit, can't you?
We have suggested floor plans, but actually we can. And this unit was completed pretty quickly, really,
right,
within a couple months. So we can do that. And we could change the finishes, change the floor plan. They could have as much as 6,700 square feet down here, a whole entire floor,
right,
or this unit being 2,400 square feet. So
that's an extraordinary opportunity. We are here at Lincoln Square Condominiums with KTRC Radio. Gino Thompson in the studio today. I think, Gino, it's about time we'll take a break this morning. So please, folks, stay tuned, and we'll be right back after this break.
See.
Welcome back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC 1260 Talk Radio. I'm Steve Riemann from Fidelity National Title, and I am privileged today to be sitting in for Ray Post, who is visiting with some family and taking a day off. And so we appreciate Ray, and I'm privileged to be sitting in the golden microphone seat of Ray Post from Santa Fe Realty Partners. We are at the luxury properties of Lincoln Square Condos, down at the corner of Marcy Street and Lincoln Street in Santa Fe. Before we go further, I'd like to tell you about a few friends of ours that are sponsoring the show today. That would be Fast Signs of Santa Fe, the sign and graphics solution company. If you need any type of sign or graphics production, as well as wide format digital printing, with delivery and installation anywhere you need it, then look no further than Fast Signs. Stop by and see Joe Martinez and his associates at Fast Signs at 720 St. Michael's Drive, or call them at 474-3551. That's 474-3551. And let Fast Signs find solutions to all your graphic needs. We're coming to you from the Lincoln Square Condominiums. There was some concern earlier, some ambiguity earlier with respect to the websites. Well, as it turns out, both websites that we gave you, both Lincoln Square Santa Fe and Santa Fe Lincoln Square, both of those websites will take you to the Lincoln Square Condominium Project. And so we encourage you to check out these fabulous properties on the Internet, or come right down here to 142 Lincoln Avenue and come see for yourself. I'm joined after the break here by a young man by the name of Jeff Fenton. Jeff Fenton is a vice president and interior design manager for American Country Collection. Welcome, Jeff, to the show.
Thank you, Steve. Glad to be here.
And American Country Collections and Jeff were gracious enough. They have staged this particular property. And all I can tell you, Jeff, is that Angie, my wife, wants to move right in. She thinks she did just great.
Well, we can arrange to actually take this furniture to your house if you like.
That's very gracious. Very gracious of you. Jeff, why don't you tell us about the project?
Sure. Well, though I wasn't the individual designer who actually had the good fortune of staging this beautiful property, one of our designers by the name of Larry Nierhoof, who also does our store visual merchandising, was the gentleman, sort of the brainchild behind all of the look and the furnishings here. And really, Larry took his cues not only from the incredible architecture and the history of the place, but also the fact that this particular unit is located on the fourth floor. So we have this wonderful sort of treetop connection. So the idea was that we furnished it with light and airy, sort of sophisticated, transitional style furnishings, which also blend and complement with the existing architecture of the space. For instance, we have these beautiful dark stained oak floors, and then to contrast that, Larry used a lot of bleached pine antiques and cabinets and side tables here in the space to create some contrast and really show the floors off beautifully.
Mm-hmm. Great. And now you have been with American Country Collection for how long now, Jeff?
I've been there about a year. Okay. Prior to that, I had my own interior design business for about 8 years here in Santa Fe. So I've had a real good sense of different styles of design that we've used here in Santa Fe that people are drawn to. And I think what we're seeing as a real strong trend is really the mix. And I think that's what ACC does exceptionally well. Many of our listeners may know ACC as a very sort of traditional home furnishings type of location and showroom. And I think for many years we were, but I think we recognize now what makes design exciting and interesting is mixing traditional with antiques and transitional with modern and primitive and really creating an environment that has a lot of dynamic quality to it.
And it certainly has a lot of energy.
Exactly.
You know, it's not a stagnant presentation at all, but, you know, I see some retro 60 light shades in here,
yeah.
Lamps in here, and you're mixing in some a lot of different lines and a lot of different energies to really make it very spirited here.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I think part of that, too, is to let people who had the privilege of coming to this space see that, you know, their particular style can work here as well. We try to create the mix so that people can understand if they've got contemporary tastes, how that might work here, more traditional tastes. And, you know, the spaces are really generous. We put an 11-foot sectional sofa in here, and it certainly doesn't take up the room. I think it complements the space.
Yeah, I think you're right. I was impressed by that just on first take. You know, some fairly good-sized furniture in here, yet they're not overwhelming the space, nor is the space feeling anything other than really generously supported by the size of the furniture and the context of it all. It's really fun.
Yeah, well, thank you. And I also think, again, a nod to the architecture and the design and plan of the space itself, because there's a huge bank of windows. Everywhere you look, you feel really connected to the outside. So, and again, in furnishing it, what ACC did was sort of play off of that. The sectional sofa that we have here is in a beautiful sort of light cream, and then we've used one of the design's sort of hottest colors, which is that amethyst lilac kind of color, and brought it in some of the accessories and some of the club chairs. I mean, there are two, you know, purple club chairs here in the living room, which have a real sophistication to them, and I think sometimes people would think, wow, purple in my living room, but, you know, I think it works beautifully here, especially with the connection to our landscape. You know, right now we have Russian sage blooming everywhere, and that's the purple that we're seeing outside that we're bringing inside.
Yeah, and the unit itself is so well supported by, and I love the way you put that, the treetop sort of environment. You know, being up on the fourth floor really affords you a separation from the street, and here we are at the tops of the trees, and the sky is blue right out the window rather
yeah.
than, you know, some sort of angle way up into the sky.
Right.
You sort of feel as though you're at the treetop level and able to enjoy the sky and you know, from all the way up here.
Yep. You get the connection to the city without all of the sort of, you know.
And we're still joined by Darlene Street from Santa Fe Realty Partners. Darlene, had you worked with Jeff before on some of your other properties and staging your other properties?
I've worked with American Country Collection before, not exactly with Jeff, although I've known Jeff for a long time, right,
yeah.
Jeff?
Many years.
many years since he moved here,
yep.
more or less, I think, yeah. So,
and you've got to be just very pleased with the work that Jeff and his company have done here in staging this project.
Oh, it's wonderful. They've just done a great job. And it was a really good point that Jeff made, that there are some really large pieces of furniture in here and the space is not overwhelmed. It really is generously proportioned. And you do feel a really great sense of the indoor-outdoor, you know, connection with nature. There's trees all around. I mean, it's really great without the complications of having to look after our garden or something.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
No, really, it's really nice.
Close it up and go to Sonoma for the weekend and
yeah.
have a good time, and your property's waiting for you when you come back
Well,
home.
It's a great place for that, I think, for a second home or for someone who just doesn't really want to be concerned with a lot of exterior maintenance. It's just a place that you can just lock and leave and feel pretty secure about it.
Yeah, and that's a real advantage, especially with the proximity towards the plaza where,
yes.
Yeah, I just want to close it up and run over and hear music on the plaza this afternoon. And, you know, this is wonderfully secure property while you're down there enjoying the latest gig at the plaza. Jeff, you touched briefly on the fact that American Country Collection is moving towards a little bit of a much more interactive role with mm-hmm. clients with respect to design needs. Why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. Well, we've always been a terrific place to come and buy quality, high-end, beautiful furnishings and antiques. But I think what we recognize is when customers come in and are looking for a great piece of furniture, they don't always know how to put it all together. And while all of our associates in the store are well-trained on how to select a great fabric with a great frame, there's a real sort of select cadre of designers that are dedicated to really helping them take that further. So we'll go out and visit their homes, and we'll really spend time establishing their likes and dislikes and understanding their, you know, color preferences, coming up with a furniture plan, and really making something that is just theirs. And I think that's a really important aspect of what we do. That's important to us at ACC, that we are not just sort of implementing our ACC look, but rather it's all about the client and how they live, and we help to sort of guide that look so that when we step back, we can say, that's a beautiful project, looks fantastic, but it feels like the client's home and a project that we got to be a part of. Another great benefit of design services at ACC is that they're complementary. So it's a gift to our clients, and anyone who's used a designer before can understand that can eat up a significant amount of your furniture budget very quickly. And what working with ACC allows you to do is to take that, what would have been a designer budget, and put it back into, you know, spending it on furniture and accessories and art and rugs and all the things that go into making your house a home.
And most of us need help with this when we design our homes and we furnish our homes, and we look at it and it's daunting and we think, should we go out and purchase furniture, not knowing really if it's going to work. And so your expertise lends a hand to that and makes what we as homeowners are trying to do really effective in our home.
Well, thanks.
That's a great concept. That's Jeff Fenton from American Country Collection. Folks, we're going to take a break. We are down here at Lincoln Square at the corner of Lincoln and Marcy Street enjoying the Hacienda's Parade of Homes Lincoln Square condominium property. Please stay with us. We'll be right back after a break.
ERC. Now, here's your host, Associate Broker with Santa Fe Realty Partners, Ray Post.
Thanks, folks, and welcome back to All Things Real Estate on KTRC Radio. This is Steve Riemann with Fidelity National Title. I'm filling in today for Ray, who's on vacation, and we certainly wish him well. And he's missing out. We are sitting here at the Hacienda's Parade of Homes at 142 Lincoln Street at the corner of Lincoln and Marcy Street at an absolutely fabulous property. And thanks, Ray, for letting me sit in for you today on such a special occasion. It's a pleasure. We're sitting here with Darlene Street, principal and broker from Santa Fe Realty Partners, and also with Jeff Fenton, who's the interior design manager from American Country Collection. And we were talking just before the break, Jeff, about some of the unique pieces you have in here and how it works inside, outside. I do have to tell you, folks, that if you have not headed downtown yet, please get in your car and come look at the chandelier that sits above this dining room table. This is a great piece, Jeff. Where'd you come up with that?
Yeah, that is a great piece, and it's basically, for those of you who can't see it on the radio, it's a big sort of globe or sphere that's done out of iron with eight sort of lamps within the center of it. And again, it's sort of playing with that look of, is this space traditional? Is it contemporary? And really, it's sort of the word for that is transitional. It's a real buzzword in design these days. It sort of bridges the traditional and contemporary aspects, and it allows you to mix. It allows you to sort of do anything. And the thought for the dining area was, again, keep it light and open and airy. Don't compete too much with the view. So a chandelier like this has a lot of visual interest and appeal, but, you know, it's high enough away where you're not going to obstruct any of that beautiful view out there.
Right, and it does have a lot of energy to it. I find it a magnificent piece myself. Let's talk about this. This property has a lot of patios and outdoor air, a lot of French doors, et cetera, leading to small patios around. Tell us about that, Darlene. That was a special part of this particular project, isn't it?
Yeah, it really does have great outdoor spaces and balconies, and that is, you know, that's obviously important with our many beautiful days we have in Santa Fe. people can enjoy and be out, and even if you had a pet or a dog or something, it gives some space for them to be outside. And on the third floor, there are even larger balconies than here on the fourth floor. This building actually graduates as it goes up, and the third floor is largest. The fourth floor is a little bit smaller, and the fifth floor is just a little bit smaller. If you look at the building from the outside, you can see how it graduates like that. And anyway, on the third floor is the largest outdoor area, which is very large, and still we have a good area here as well.
And I think a lot of people in the world have a conception of condominium as an indoor space. This has patios on a number of sides, not just one side. You don't feel as though, you know, you're living north to south or east to west, but that you really are evolving through a great piece of property with views in every direction and to be enjoyed from. So that's that makes it a special property. And I'm sure, Jeff, that you and American Country Collection were just flat out privileged to be a part of it.
We were thrilled. You know, and it was a race to the finish, as I'm sure Darlene will tell you, that they put this project to bed in a very, very short amount of time and did an excellent job. The finishes are beautiful. The tile work is really gorgeous. The kitchen's beautiful with Wenge veneered cabinetry and Wolf and Miele appliances and Sub-Zero refrigerators. I mean, there's absolutely the highest quality when it comes to finishing and detail. And then, of course, furnishing. You know, ACC was able to sort of round it all out.
Well, good for you, and it's good to be part of that team, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's a pleasure. Yeah, it really is. And just for your listeners out there, we have three locations. Our main store at 620 Cerritos Avenue on the corner of Cerritos and Cerro de Peralta. We have our downtown plaza store right on the historic plaza in Santa Fe, and then our bedding store. You'll see we have two bedrooms here that are furnished with not only beds but bedding from our bedding and lighting store called Night and Day, and that's in San Busco Center.
Great. Well, thank you, Jeff Fenton from Country Collection. We're grateful for your participation here today. Glad to have you. He's got a big smile on. He's right proud of the job that they've done in showing off this property and a fabulous job they've done. Thanks for
thank
being
you,
a part of
pleasure.
The show.
Thank you.
As we proceed, we're going to continue to talk to Darlene Street, principal broker and at Santa Fe Realty Partners. And we're again joined by Paul Duran, who's also an associate broker at Realty Partners. Folks, we encourage you to go to their website, sfrp.com, and click on the radio icon. That gives you links to all of the fabulous companies that help support this show and are there to serve you as consumers in this town and in this market. And so we encourage you to go to sfrp.com and partake of the resources there. We're back. The property itself here, Darlene and Paul, the owners are unfortunately, and we had them scheduled to come, they unfortunately couldn't get here in time. But they've got to be right proud of the job they've done in converting what was an old office building into a magnificent luxury property.
Well, when they came to town on Friday, I was here when Chris Smith and Todd Mollyard entered the unit, and they were amazed at how beautiful this place looks. So they've dedicated considerable time, energy, and money to make this project happen, and we're all very proud of that effort.
Great, and I'm sure that Santa Fe Realty Partners is proud to be brokering the property for them, and this is a luxury piece for you to have in your portfolio, isn't it, as well?
And it really is. And Chris, I know, wanted to underscore the fact that he really has a commitment to making this the kind of property that it should be and should have always been, I think. And it's, you know, the property's been recapitalized, it's been revitalized, and we just can't wait to see more residential units with these kind of luxury finishes and, you know, as this project progresses.
We need to give Pinson Construction and these gentlemen kudos for their courage in a market that's otherwise fluctuating and can show strengths and weaknesses on and off and ups and downs as we've all endured for the past couple of years and may yet live with for a little while longer. This is pretty courageous to invest this kind of capital into a project, and the rewards are there. But just walk around, you can see the rewards, can't you?
Oh, yeah.
You can, yeah.
I mean, we're all convinced that there is a market for this product, and hopefully after the Parade of Homes, we'll be able to find a buyer for it and for some of the other units.
We've had some serious interest, and we feel really positive. You know, there's some people seriously interested in purchasing either some of the floors, some of the commercial lofts upstairs, and these residential units. So we feel that the parade has shown us that this really is a successful project, and it is what people are wanting.
Well, they're lining up at the door to come through, and walking around the property is a big smile on their faces. I see a lot of people walking right out to the front deck, overlooking City Hall, out of the living room, and everybody comes back in with a big smile on their face, and all the gracious ladies are talking to their husband and searching in back pockets trying to find the checkbook, because Mama wants it. Mama, yeah, we've got some folks here. You can tell Mama wants it, and Dad's just searching for his checkbook right now.
Well, Steve, I'd like to ask your listeners to go to HaciendasMagazine.com and vote for their property that they like for the People's Choice Award.
Okay.
And hopefully that'll be this property.
Yeah, well, obviously we do ask them to vote for this property as the People's Choice Award. It's stiff competition. There are 16 properties this year on the Haciendas, ranging from all sorts of price range, from low-income housing up to properties both here and in Las Campanas. As typical, the Santa Fe Association of Home Builders has done a good job in presenting properties around our market so that homeowners can, or prospective shoppers can, take a peek at it. We certainly want them to stop by here, and we certainly want you to go on the Hacienda's website, HaciendasMagazine.com, and vote for the property at 142 Lincoln Street as your People's Choice Award.
There is another property on Sierra Verde on the Parade of Homes that I also have listed, which is very different from this property on 2.5 acres, more, you know, single-family house. That's a good one for people to go have a look at as well.
Okay, and they can vote for that one right after they vote for this one.
Yeah.
We're trying to plug the properties. You know, that's what this one of the things that this show, All Things Real Estate, that is the conception of Santa Fe Realty Partners, one of the things that this show likes to do is really welcome the market in, encourage prospective buyers, visitors to our town, as well as residents of Santa Fe, to see the properties that are out there, to venture out for their dreams, to venture out in a very affordable market, frankly. This is a buyer's market with wonderfully cheap money. And so we always try to invite buyers out to this property and others. Just become a part of the market. Start going around, start seeing the properties, and find the home of your dreams. And then both Paul and Darlene will be right there with a contract in hand and ready to sign you up. There's not a lot of property like this that I'm thinking of. Just sitting here thinking around the plaza downtown, I don't find another property that even approximates this.
There's nothing at all like this in downtown Santa Fe, not at all. And this is one of the taller buildings in downtown Santa Fe as well, which really helps with the views. You can see above most of the buildings around here, so...
You know, that's true. The elevation here is a little bit better than all the other surrounding buildings. So you get to look up and at the sky rather than at the street.
Yeah, we have good long-range views, too. The Sangre de Cristos, the Jemez Mountains, just the downtown core area.
Okay.
To be downtown and have mountain views is pretty unusual in Santa Fe.
I'd say so. Absolutely right.
It is a truly urban development. Santa Fe.
And you know, we all look at where we want to live and how often we're using our vehicles, what's our carbon footprint, and what sort of impact are we having on the environment. And you can live right here and walk yourself over to the plaza in less than about 90 seconds and enjoy some of the finest restaurants in the world, the music bandstand, the shopping, and everything else. For those that have a green focus on life, if you will, this is a perfect property for me.
You don't even need a car.
You know, now that may sound strange to a lot of people except transplanted New Yorkers, but boy, had they not to have a car, not to have the insurance and all the rest of that stuff, that would just be a privilege on my pocket.
Novel idea. Uh-huh.
I think it's a great idea, yeah. The post office is closed, shopping and everything's closed. So by coming downtown, you really avail yourself of the best Santa Fe has to offer.
And the price of this unit is $1.4 million. I'm not sure we mentioned that. But they start, some of the commercial lofts start at $695,000. So that's really a pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good price point.
Pretty good
in Santa
price
Fe.
Point.
Absolutely. And frankly, compared to, let's go to Palm Desert or Los Angeles or New York or the Hamptons, this is an extraordinary price point. Santa Fe continues to remain a very affordable market in comparison to some of the other markets around the country that sort of continued to accelerate their prices. Our prices have moderated and are comfortable as compared to some of the competing markets.
And this one's $1.4 million, as I mentioned, and it goes up to you can get almost over 3,500 square feet, or 6,700 square feet for 3.5.
And the size of this unit, Darlene, that's
this one's about 2,400 square feet.
2,400 square feet, downtown Santa Fe. Folks, come see us. We are at 142 Lincoln Street. Lincoln Square Condominiums. This is Steve Ream at Fidelity National Title with our guests today and enjoying the Hacienda Parada Homes. Come see us at 142 Lincoln Street. We're going to... Welcome back, listeners, to KTRC Talk Radio and all things real estate. Ray Post, your usual host, is on vacation. This is Steve Ream at Fidelity National Title. Privileged to be sitting behind the golden microphone of Ray Post and enjoying the property here at 142 Lincoln Street at the corner of Lincoln and Marcy, the condominium, both commercial and residential condominium project of Lincoln Square Santa Fe. Invite you to go on their website, www.lincolnsquaresantafe.com or www.santafelincolnsquare.com. Either way should get you there. I also encourage you to go to www.sfrp.com. That's short for Santa Fe Realty Partners. And go to the radio icon, hit on that icon, and you will be brought to a lead to a number of outstanding companies that are here in Santa Fe and supporting the show. And we are just enjoying ourselves here on another wonderful day in paradise, a beautiful day here in Santa Fe. And enjoying this property, we're joined by Darlene Street, the principal and broker of Santa Fe Realty Partners, and now another guest, James Rutherford. James is an associate broker at Santa Fe Realty Partners. James and I go way back. He got his license by sitting in the classroom where I happened to instruct a number of his classes, and so he learned it from the best. James, welcome to the show today.
Thanks for having me, Steve. And I did score really well on the real estate exam, and I wanted to thank you for that publicly.
You're very welcome. James, you're not new to Santa Fe, are you?
I've lived here since the early 80s, actually. I was born and raised in Albuquerque, so I visited here all my life, pretty much. And remember this building from a long time ago, the early 80s, when it was first developed by, it was built by some prominent Santa Fe families. Original builders were Roger Bybee and Otis Beatty, and the original architect was Richard Alford of this building. But it's been great to see what has happened to it recently.
Well, tell us what you make of it now.
Well, like many of the people who have come in today, have been so curious to see what was going to be done down here. They've watched the progress on this building. They've seen the galleries go in downstairs. A few of the best galleries in town are right downstairs. And so today we've had a lot of people who just finally were waiting to see what this was going to look like today. And this is the first chance for a lot of people to see how the build-out came.
And you've greeted a lot of those folks as they walked up the stairs or out of the elevator into the project and then seen them when they left. What have been their comments?
Well, they've been really charmed by how this build-out has ended up. You can't see it on the radio, but the polished plaster walls, the coved ceilings with the exposed vigas, it's just not what you would expect in a quote-unquote downtown loft. It's very warm, very homey feeling. It's the kind of place you could really see spending a lot of wonderful hours in.
Great. And the other end of the property from where we sit just outside the kitchen at the dining table today, by the way. Can't wait for lunch. Tell us about the other end of the property's bedrooms, et cetera.
Well, this unit we're in is about 2,400 square feet, two bedrooms, two and a half baths, just really nicely laid out. The configuration of this property is very appealing and very livable. Currently, a person could buy the entire floor if they wanted and finish out the rest of the floor exactly the way they want it. Same with the third floor. Right now, the floor plans we have, we think are great, but are really just suggestions at this point.
Okay. And so you're welcome, and you're going to be here today to greet folks all day long and encourage them to open up the top of their head, let their brain dream on, and see how they can design their own floor in this building, okay?
Absolutely. And when they look at this this current built-out unit, you can really see what's possible with this building. It's just charming. And I happen to live downtown myself, and there's nothing like living in downtown Santa Fe. You can walk right out your door, and you're at all of the cultural amenities, great dining. You can walk to the post office and the bank, and living downtown is really wonderful.
That's a privilege. I know when I first moved to Santa Fe in 1999, personally, I lived right across from La Posada in a little casita behind a home there. And my morning run was saying hello to all the vendors as they opened up and they put their chairs out and they swept the sidewalks in anticipation of the day, and vendors that were coming and opening up their little tents or whatever, little shops to greet the clients and consumers and tourists here in Santa Fe. It really is a special place to live. It's got its own charm, especially early in the morning. So I'm not much of a morning guy, but this is a wonderful town in the morning to be able to enjoy and participate in. This is, you know, we call it another day in paradise when we live here in Santa Fe, and we are enjoying certainly a day in paradise today. Darlene, you're just sitting there with a smile on your face, and you almost look like a proud little mama here of this project. Again, you just got to be thrilled with what's going on.
I really am, and it's just, I am very proud to be representing such a wonderful downtown project that I think is really such an asset to downtown Santa Fe and something that really has been needed and wanted here for a long time. And again, if people are coming down here, the entrance is on Marcy Street, across from City Hall. There will be the Hacienda sign. So the entrance to this project is not on Lincoln, but it's in the same building with a lot of the galleries that are right at the corner of Lincoln and Marcy. And up on the fifth floor, they can also go see one of the commercial lofts that's finished up on the fifth floor as well. And that gives more of a view to the east, sort of a different view. It's on the opposite corner of the building from the unit, from the residential unit. So,
right. If Darlene's not wearing a cap, but I'd have to say that for Santa Fe Realty Partners, you've got a little feather in your cap today representing this property, don't you?
I think we do.
Yeah.
I think we've got one anyway, but I think this adds an additional one.
Okay, so those are two feathers. For those of you that can't see us right now, she's got two feathers in the back of her cap. Well,
yeah,
congratulations for that. Again, the owners weren't able to join us today, and sorry for that. They made every effort to try and get here. They are so proud of their project, and we regret that they weren't able to join us today for the radio show and to greet all of the prominent people that are coming in and showing property. And sure enough, in walks the door some prominent folks, and let's see if they've got their checkbooks. This would be a property that's just very well suited for the folks that just walked in the door. We know them, so good for them. Let's see if Charlie's got his checkbook with him.
This was called the Esquina building. That's what it historically has been called, the Esquina building, but we have changed the name to Lincoln Square. We just thought it was more referencing the area, and the location was a better idea. So.
And a proud name it is. Is there any parking available?
There is. There's parking at the convention center. Underneath, there's designated parking spaces for all the units.
Oh.
And covered parking, elevator over there as well, elevator here. very convenient and just a step across the street.
And so the owners were able to negotiate something with the brand new convention center parking.
Exactly. So they have parking for all these units.
Well, that's great. So now we can live and park. And although Paul doesn't want to bring his car, he said, just leave your car at home and come stay and enjoy downtown Santa Fe from this fabulous property. We are at 142 Lincoln at the corner of Lincoln and Marcy Street at the Lincoln Square Condominiums property. We do encourage all of you to come out. We encourage you to see what Santa Fe downtown can absolutely truly be like, unique and beautiful and distinctive from anything else that's available down here. Wouldn't you say, James?
There's nothing like it downtown, and there's really nothing like living in downtown Santa Fe. This is truly a special property and a special opportunity. You know, I envy whoever ends up with these units here because there's just no place like it.
Well, it could be you, James, but
we're working on that.
Yeah.
And anyone who can't make it to the parade, Paul, Duran, or myself, we're available anytime for a private tour to show someone, you know, any day of the week. We're also going to have it open sometimes during the week and on future Sundays. And my phone number is 920-8001, and Paul Duran is 310-5566. Feel free to call either of us. I'm Darlene or Paul, and we'd be happy to meet you down here and give you a private tour and show you the possibilities of how you could customize your own space or floor. This is, as Jeff was saying, more of a transitional flavor, but you could create a more loft, urban, sort of New York Soho type feeling for yourself, or keep it, you know, like this with beams and beams and plaster, and something you expect to see in, you know, a lot of homes in Santa Fe.
Great. The opportunities are limitless. We encourage you to contact Darlene and Paul at Santa Fe Realty Partners. Their main number 982-6207, and come see the property. I want to encourage everyone to come today to 142 Lincoln Street and tour this property. Thank you, Darlene Street and Paul Duran from Santa Fe Realty Partners for hosting this remote broadcast today. Thanks to all our other guests and thoughtful commentary about this unique property. Thank you to Gino Thompson, our producer back in the studio, Colin McAdams, our technician on site, Kate, Melissa, and Phil back at the Realty Partners for helping us with this broadcast. Thank you for tuning in to this show. And if you need help with your own real estate, Ray encourages you always to call Ray at 989-8900. So until next Sunday at noon, right here on Talk Radio 1260 KTRC, this is Steve Reiman with Fidelity National Title, wishing you, as Ray Post would, good luck and fortune in all.